USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of people are dead and the fires continue to rage in several western states, especially in California. President Trump visiting there yesterday, viewing some of the devastation. And then this morning, he disagreed with the assessment of California officials that climate change is driving the devastating wildfires. Trump telling Fox and Friends this morning he believes poor forest management is to blame.
You have forests all over the world. You don't have fires like you do in California. You know, in Europe, they have forest cities. You look at countries, Austria, you look at so many countries, they live in the forest. They're considered forest cities, so many of them. They don't have fires like this, and they have more explosive trees.
Hurricane Sally closing in on the Gulf Coast, where forecasters say it could pour more than 20 inches of rain on some areas. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18% to 25% returns secured by the government. It's so simple. You can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Some breaking news out of Louisville, Kentucky, where a lawyer for Breonna Taylor's family confirms there's a settlement that's been reached between the family and the city 6 months after Taylor was shot dead in her home by Louisville police. Lawyer Sam Aguilar says it includes a lot of money, though he won't say exactly how much, and it also calls for a number of police reforms. The known death toll remains at 36, with people still missing as wildfires race across the West. Firefighters struggling with renewed high winds and low humidity since yesterday morning. President Trump visited California, where most of those deaths have occurred, and millions of acres of land have been scorched. And he said during the visit, Western states, especially California, could reduce fire risk with stronger forest management.
Good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state. So hopefully they'll start doing that.
Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Nearly 50,000 U.S. veterans being told their personal information may have been exposed by a hack. The Department of Veterans Affairs is sending out letters to those possibly affected after a data breach led to some medical payments being diverted. The VA confirms its system is now shut down as investigators are trying to piece together how it all happened. Authorities are now offering a $175,000 reward for information leading to the person who shot two L.A. County deputies over the weekend, an unidentified gunman ambushing them as they were sitting in their police vehicle, the two now in critical but stable condition, and they're expected to survive. The sheriff is urging LeBron James to step up and match that $175,000 reward to double it. Today's Apple new product reveal will be marking the first time in the iPhone era that the tech giant won't be rolling out new stuff in front of an adoring audience because of the pandemic. Apple will be spinning 2 hours of pre-recorded demonstrations of updated iPads and Apple Watch editions and maybe some AirPod over-the-ear headphones. New iPhone models will be conspicuous by their absence. They're being delayed till next month. The event will be live streamed on Apple's website YouTube channel. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.